Hey, welcome to Intentional Living Center. Today, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson, live right here in Tucson at our center. And we've opened the doors to talk about decisions, the power of decisions. We talk a lot about decisions here at the Intentional Living Center, helping people make better decisions and the process, the intentional living process of doing that. But sometimes you have to sort of recover from a bad decision. How do you do that intentionally today? Maybe you've made some bad decisions, one in particular that comes to mind in your life, and you think about how you move forward afterward, what you've learned, what God taught you, and how you're making better decisions today. Let's talk about bad decisions, making them better in the future, okay? This is Intentional Living.
From the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. We're at the phones ready for you at 1-888-888-1717. That's 1-888-888-1717. Now, to help you be intentional for your life, here's Randy.
All right, welcome to Intentional Living Center today. How do you recover from a bad decision when you've made one? We all make decisions in life, and sometimes they're big decisions, like maybe the person that we choose to marry, or it could be the kind of decisions that have to do with a career choice, maybe friendships, about how you've not saved for the future or looked at your finances and you realize you made some bad decisions. And we don't want to get stuck there because there are pits of despair and hopelessness and discouragement we can all fall into because we all have decisions in our past. And we got a gracious, loving, caring God who reminds us throughout Scripture of His love and forgiveness for us and also the importance of forgiving one another. But decisions are a part of life. Every day we make hundreds and hundreds of little decisions. What we eat, where we go to work, what do we do with our time? And a lot of those decisions add up over a period of time. Maybe you look back over your life and you realize it's not only been one decision, but a series of decisions that you've chosen to go in a different direction. And how you made that choice, how you've gotten intentional in the area of decision making. That's really the core of what we're talking about here today. As you call us and join in with us at 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717. Decisions do change your life. The decisions that you make alter the course, the direction of your life, and many times in terms of your relationships, your finances, your work, your happiness, all the things that matter to you. And so if we can think a little more intentionally today about the power of making the next right decision, then we've done our job here. Okay? We're going to get to your calls here in just a moment. You can come join us, 888-888-1717.
My name is Ray Mullen, pastor of Apache Junction. My testimony is a little wild and crazy. I accepted the Lord when I was 19. I had a run-in with the pastor about 7 months later. I walked away from the Lord for 30 years, going to prison, all kinds of things that the Lord had planned for my life. At 48 years old, the Lord called me to a 30-day walk that started in downtown Mesa, Arizona, and ended in Billerica, Massachusetts. After my walk, I finally realized the part missing in my life was I never knew who I was in Christ Jesus. Finding that link has turned my life around. And I was 48 at the time, and I am now pushing 60 in September. And I have a wonderful small church with a bunch of young guys that are really sold out for Jesus. I just praise God for all He's done in my life. And I live every minute of every day for the Lord now.
Wow. Wow. I got stuck right there in that walk all the way from Mesa to Arizona to Massachusetts. How long did he say that took? Now, you talk about being intentional. That gave you a lot of time to think. You know, today we're thinking about decisions, and, you just heard the testimony of a guy who said, hey, made a bunch of bad ones, ended up in jail. Guy got a hold of my life. Look where you are now. Here's the good news. I don't care how deep the pit is that you're in. I don't care how many bad decisions you've made up to this moment, this hour, in the past. Yeah, there are consequences, but you know what? You can change the direction. You can choose to change the direction of your life. But you got to be intentional. If you continue doing what you've done in the past and assuming it's going to be different in the future, that doesn't work. Making that next right one choice in your life. Carla is in Georgia. Welcome to the program, Carla.
Good morning. Afternoon.
Appreciate your call. What have you learned about decisions in your life?
Well, I have definitely made too many bad decisions concerning myself and especially my children. And, of course, we all try to correct those decisions and make them better, knowing it's not going to work. A month ago, I was diagnosed with a rare gallbladder cancer, 3% chance of ever getting it, 3% survival rate.
Oh.
And today, well, I looked my doctor in the eyes and I told her that that's not what my God says. My God says that this is his victory and I will be cured. But he has laid so much on my heart since then. And one thing that he is just pounding into me is every day you get up. Not only do you get up, you believe. And not only do you believe, you speak it into existence. Mm. Every day. Get up. Believe. Speak it into existence.
You know, so many of
and
us...
That's what you have to do.
And Carl, I'm so sorry about the diagnosis, but boy, encouraged by your faith and trusting God, what he certainly is capable of doing in your life. But you're absolutely right. Getting up every day. And I talk about speaking the truth. You know, the Bible says whatever is true and right and admirable and praiseworthy and of good report, that we should be thinking on those things, and I believe speaking those things as well. I totally agree. We tend to become what we think about or what we speak over an extended period of time. And it's not so much to manipulate or change God's mind because we want to submit to his will. But you know what? Sometimes as we speak, we realize that our faith is growing because we're speaking the truth. And so if you've made some decisions in the past that have been bad, today to get up and tell yourself the truth, just like Carla's doing. In her case, boy, the motivation even greater because of the physical challenges. Okay, Carla, thank you for taking time to call today. I appreciate it. God bless. Let's go to Nisi, also in Georgia. Welcome to the program.
Hello, how are you?
Good. I'm doing well. How about you? What have you learned about dealing with bad decisions?
I made a very bad decision, and I rushed into a relationship that turned into a marriage while I was still recovering from a bad marriage. Mm. And I learned that I have to give time. I have to take time to pray and listen, but mostly to wait and be patient.
Mm-hmm.
My marriage wrecked my credit, and I was left brokenhearted and financially bereft. And I learned a lot to rely more on God and myself instead of looking for other people to make me happy. And that's what I would like for people to know, especially young people, to know that they have to find their way with God.
Yeah, it's not in another person. So you really were responding to making that decision out of neediness.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I felt like I had to have somebody else to make me whole. And I relied on somebody who wasn't responsible. And I was fairly responsible, but I allowed myself to be caught up in the moment and make risky decisions. And that left me alone eventually because rushing into it, I didn't know him well enough to devote my life to him. Mm. And then when that ended, it was very lonely. So I turned back. I turned back to God, and I sought solace, and he met every need that I have. He saved both of my children. My son became a youth minister, and then a youth pastor. He is a pastor now. My daughter and I both teach Sunday school now. They're both grown now and have children of their own, and they're very involved in their church. So I'm thankful that God brought me the patience that I needed to make better decisions.
Good for
and
you.
And saved my family.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you something, Nisi. There's somebody listening, maybe a young woman today, somewhere on the planet, who's tuning in either on the internet through our streaming around the world or on radio stations across the country. There's someone, maybe a woman, who's right where you were, and hopefully and prayerfully heard what you just said. take time. When you make and I make decisions out of a sense of neediness, 90% of the time they blow up in our face. We got to make decisions when we are confident in our relationship with Christ. We're in a place of peace, not a place of hurry, not a place of rushing, not a place of, you know, that immediacy of having to make a decision, because usually those are the decisions that are wrong. And I think Nisi reminds us of that today. Nisi, thank you for your call, and God bless you for sharing today.
Thank you, and God bless you all.
Perfect call, because she illustrates that we can make bad decisions and overcome them. And that's really the intentional message today. Have you made a decision and you've overcome it? God has gotten you past it. It could be a financial decision. Maybe you made some stupid decision. You look back and say, how dumb could I have been to do that? It could be anything from a career choice to a relationship to money to health to any number of things. But God's restored and healed you and moved you in a better direction. Tell America. Tell the world. We'd like to hear it. 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717.
A while back, I was in a real hard place, and I came to a point where I realized that I was fooling myself, that I wasn't walking the Christian life that I thought I was walking. Got on my face before God, and I told God I wanted to do it His way from now on. First time I did it, it was incredible. I read the Bible, and I got into prayer, and it was like an hour went by, and I'd never prayed for an hour before, and it seemed like I'd only been praying for 5 minutes. It was such an incredible experience, and every day from that point on, I make sure I read the Bible and pray. And I just ask God, I want to do it His way from now on, and lead me and guide me. He's an incredible God. I am a walking, talking testimony that His forgiveness is about me. God bless you all. Bye.
Hope. You know, we all need hope. We all need hope. Because life is full of, well, feelings of hopelessness. Decisions that are made in life, and we all make them, and we look back and say, well, how do I overcome it? Some people get stuck. Others, you know, can shake it off and keep moving. There's a guy in the Old Testament. His name is Nehemiah. And this guy, if you read the story in the book of Nehemiah in the Old Testament, he completely changed the course of his people and his nation. And he did it based on a question that he asked. But it's interesting. He asked the question, and he had to make a decision as a result of the question, what's going on in my homeland? And the answer was, it's pretty bad back there, and the walls are falling down, and the gates have been burned, and the people are in distress. He had to make a decision. Was he going to do something about it or not? And what I like about this guy, in verse 4 of the book of Nehemiah, it says he fasted, and he prayed, and he mourned for his people. Not only for an hour, or a day, or a week, but about 4 months worth of really preparing himself spiritually and emotionally and otherwise before he made the decision to really act, to be clear on what God had for him. So I challenge you, when you're making the big decisions in your life, the ones that are going to alter the course of your life, give it some time, a lot of prayer, maybe some fasting and getting good counsel and letting God really speak to your heart. And if you've made a bad decision, stop digging the hole. That's where it begins. Stop digging. 888-888-1717. You make a bad decision, you've overcome it, or you've at least recovering from it. What have you learned? Zoe's in Michigan. Hi there, Zoe.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the program. Good afternoon
Thank
to you
so
and
much.
Good morning to me. It's still morning time in Tucson.
Okay.
Yeah. What have you learned about decisions, Zoe?
Well, you know, I'm such a loving person, open person, and I love meeting people. And I, you know, I had got my life in a great direction spiritually and just really put God first place. And then I met a girlfriend who was just, we had a lot in common, a lot of likes. And, you know, art, things just, you know, in cooking, things just kind of clicked with us. And she did not have God in her life. And she was going to different events and things like that. And I just kind of got caught up in all of that and lost sight of God. And I thought, what I was at one of the events, and I thought, what am I doing? What have I done? And I just let her know, just softly, that, you know, I felt like I needed to step back a little bit, that I was in a really good place, and I really appreciated her friendship, but I was missing something, and I needed to go back to it. And she was very understanding. And it was about 8 months later, I look over, and she was at church.
Wow.
So I believe that, you know, maybe God was testing me in my direction in life, but at the same time, he was testing her to see how open she would be to, you know, where I was in my life to you know, have God in first place in her life.
Well, you know, so Zoe, I'll tell you what's exciting about that is that it was a question of influence. She influenced you until you realized, hey, you know, she's a nice person and I like her, but God is number one in my life. And the influence changed from her to you, and now you're influencing her. She obviously was watching your life, watching your decisions, watching your priorities, watching that you're living your life intentionally, and that had to draw her in.
I agree, and it was very overwhelming, and it still is to this day. You know, when people ask us where we met, we look at each other and we just laugh.
Yeah. Well, good for you. Good for you.
Yeah.
Oh, Zoe, appreciate your call.
Thank you so much.
By the way, our youngest granddaughter, her name is Zoe too, just like you. So it's a good name. All right. Thank you, Zoe. And ours is Zoe Carlson, and she's our youngest granddaughter. That's just a side note, a little personal thought there. You know, today we're talking about decisions. You know what you're hearing? People saying, hey, made a bad decision, moving on. God is still very much alive. We can recover from this, and we keep going. God is a good God. He's a forgiving God. And I hope that you're finding much encouragement. How about you? 888-888-1717.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Our lines are still open. 1-888-888-1717. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. Coming up, Dr. Randy's got more to help you be intentional for your life. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Have you ever thought, boy, I hope I'm making the right decision here?
From the Intentional Living Center, this is the Intentional Living Minute. Here's Linda Swindling, our intentional workplace expert.
You know, how do great decision makers make great decisions? Well, first, when they find themselves at an opportunity, they don't just jump in. They also don't just back away or freeze. Instead, they ask themselves questions. And only when the questions are satisfied and answered do they start investing their mental energy and their resources. You know, they also aren't afraid. Or if they are, they feel the fear and they do it anyway. You know, they know that even a bad decision can be adjusted. So go ahead, make a decision. For Intentional Living, I'm Linda Swindling.
For more insight and encouragement, go to theintentionallife.com.
See my 5-year-old sleeping there? Isn't he adorable? Well, he's been really busy today. First, he gave the dog a haircut, then he spilled a carton of chocolate milk on the newly cleaned carpet, and then he created clouds on the bathroom wall with petroleum jelly and all of my cotton balls. Every day, my 5-year-old has a plan for his life. Wish I had a plan for my life.
Move beyond where you are today to God's hope for the year ahead. The Intentional Living 2017 Weekly Planner will help you make a plan, tracking goals and results. And it's yours with our thanks for your gift today at theintentionallife.com from Intentional Living Center.
You know what makes a really great team? A team that can conquer anything? It's about being on the same wavelength, striving for a common goal together, and encouraging one another to move the ball down the field, so to speak. The Intentional Living Facebook page is where people sharing stories about their intentional lives huddle. Great encouragement from Dr. Randy will fire you up every time. It's the play of the day. It's time you got on the team. Go to facebook.com/intentionalliving today.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Our lines are still open. 1-888-888-1717. Early 20th century theologian Harvey Cox once said, "Not to decide is to decide." And it's true. Choosing not to make a decision was your decision. But don't you think it would be better to be intentional with your decisions? That's why Dr. Randy has his top 10 questions called Intentionals for Making Important Decisions. Start making intentional decisions today. Go to theintentionallife.com/intentionals. Dr. Randy, we really don't want to be unintentional when we're making important decisions, do we?
Well, no. Obviously, if we make the bad ones, Kurt, we got to pay the consequences. You know, pay the piper, as they used to say. Making better decisions, good decisions, not perfect decisions. We're human beings, but it begins with prayer, doesn't it? And really getting focused in who we are and our purpose for being here, these kinds of intentional decisions. Figure out what pleases Christ and do it, is what the Scripture says. Jerry's in Arizona. Welcome to the program, Jerry.
Hi, thank you.
Appreciate your call. What have you learned about decisions?
Well, 30 years ago, a bad decision that I made was, as many 17-year-olds do, I took my first drink of beer and started smoking some marijuana, too. And 18, 20 years later, I find myself being a full-blown alcoholic and a drug addict. And how I rectified that, thanks to the Lord's help, January 3rd of 2006, I set foot into Celebrate Recovery, which is a Christ-centered 12-step program. And now I am approaching an 8-year for full-blown sobriety. Thanks be to the Lord's help.
Good for
and,
you.
Of course, I had to do my part about being intentional about working that program.
So you think it started with that first beer, huh?
I think it started with the first beer.
Yeah. So what do you think when you see young people drinking today?
I pray for them that they may turn out like I did, and you know they may not. They may not develop a drinking problem. But the question is, you know, would you want to roll the dice and take that gamble?
That's a great question, Jerry. And you know, I look at our family. We, in our family, not our immediate family, but in our extended family, we've had addiction and we've had alcohol and alcoholism, and we've had family members that has succumbed to it in terms of their lives. I have to tell you, I frown on it because I see the potential. I don't drink. We don't consume alcohol. And part of the reason for that is, you know, frankly, I think if I ever did, I probably would lean that direction. I'd be concerned, like you say, rolling the dice. And so, you know, but it, like you, though, Jerry, you made the decision. The good news is you've overcome it. God's healed you. 8 years sober. I mean, that's a big accomplishment.
Yes, sir.
Well, good for you. I appreciate your call today.
Thank you.
All right.
Appreciate your ministry.
Thank you, and stay on the course. Do we have time? Can I go to, let's go to Nancy. I only got a minute here, Nancy, but tell me, how have you overcome a decision or a question you have today?
Hi, Dr. Randy. Well, just quickly, a few callers ago, you had a woman named Nisi on, and I am in the I did the same exact thing as her. Now I'm in the process of just praying and waiting on God for an answer on what do I do? I am a firm believer of, you know, that I don't believe in divorce, but I married this man, but it's very, very difficult being married to someone you're not yoked with. And you had said something about the first thing you need to do is to stop digging. And I thought, how do I do that? You know, I mean, because I took these vows in front of God. I don't know if I believe in divorce. I don't think I should just divorce a man, or should I? Is that something that I have thought about it. But I think I just need to just keep praying.
Well, Nancy, here, let me take you a step further. Obviously, you need to be praying. What I mean by stop digging is sometimes we get into a bad decision. You know, I was thinking in terms of like drinking or alcohol or spending too much or any number of things. Stop doing it. If it's a bad decision that's messing up your life, stop digging. I think in your case, yeah, you need to pray, but you also need to get into God's Word. You need to get counseling for yourself to understand really what's going on. Just because a person is unequally yoked with another person is not the reason to get divorced. The Bible is very clear that if you have a person who's not a believer and they want to remain married, then you remain married with them. So we don't get divorced because a person isn't a believer, isn't a Christian. It makes it more complicated, more difficult. And divorce obviously has become ubiquitous almost in our culture. You see it everywhere. And so it's something that we need to, as a Christian community, to really get good counseling. We believe in the power of God to heal relationships. And sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't. And I understand divorce occurs. But I'll tell you what, when you're in that position of not knowing what should I do next, this is a time to dig into the Word. This is a time to pray. And this is a time to get good counsel. Because what happens is when we're confused, we tend to make confusing decisions or confused decisions. And the second thing is, God is not the author of confusion, period. So it's not coming from Him. Okay, I hope that helps, Nancy. Appreciate your call. By the way, let's send Nancy my book, Starve for Affection. I think it'll be helpful for you. Hang on, Nancy. We'll send that to you. We're running out of time. I just want to say thanks to every one of our members. You men and women, singles and married, young and old, businesses, people all over the country, who stand with us every month to allow this mission, this message, to get out in this 21st century to a hurting, desperate, hopeless world. And I want to thank you personally for standing in support of the ministry. If you're not supporting, we need your help. And we don't borrow money. That's not intentional for us. We don't borrow money to operate. We use the support that comes in to keep us going. So I'm asking you to come and join us. And here's what happens when you become a monthly member in support of the ministry. $20 a month or $1 a day, $30 a month, you're immediately signed up to start receiving my teaching. I want to come alongside of you, mentor and encourage you on your journey of living intentionally, and the CD teaching will come right to your home or the address you give us every month. Come and join us today. Join those over 3,500 people around the country are already on this journey with us in monthly support. Just go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Well, thanks for joining me today on Intentional Living from our center, where we're committed to our continued research and study on what it means to be intentional in our walk with Christ. And it's because of this message that we're seeing lives transformed and people coming to Christ and being strengthened in their relationships, and that makes every day worthwhile. If you'd like to know more about intentional living, just check us out at theintentionallife.com. And we'll see you next time right here from the Intentional Living Center.